Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions again today. So let's see what we got in the pot. It's a big one. Hope you're going well. So Ruth has asked, I like how you suggest to organise our wardrobes by item, type, and then rainbow colour. However, I wanted to ask, should we also subdivide by level of refinement or role? It's like I have three different wardrobes, one for stay-at-home mum, one for corporate job, and one for dressy casual day-to-day. When I go to get dressed for a specific role, it feels like having all the different levels of refinement together is making it harder to pick out my outfits for the day. If I'm picking out a long-sleeve shirt for work, I don't want to be looking through flannel long-sleeve shirts. Any suggestions? Well, the thing with wardrobe organisation is that it always comes down to your wardrobe and your wardrobe structure, how it's laid out. And also your lifestyle. So the fact that you have three very distinct lifestyles means that breaking it up by level of refinement could work really well for you. Now, if you have a more similar, you know, lifestyle where basically what you wear casually is also what you wear to work, you know, on the whole, you might find that keeping it together is better for you. So really, this comes down to personal preference. So I'd suggest if your clothes for work are very different from your clothes for home, then I would put them in, you know, different sections. And also, some wardrobes are just one long rail, others are lots of little cubby holes. So it really also depends on how your wardrobe is laid out as well. So I would suggest, though, for you, it sounds like putting them into level of refinement can really work. I mean, usually one level of refinement that we do move and definitely keep together is the evening wear. So if you have an evening wear kind of section, because that's often much less accessed. So I would say that if you have very distinct lifestyle needs, then I would actually put like kinds of clothing together. I mean, I know I do it in my drawers. Like, I have an activewear drawer and I have a, you know, kind of winter knits drawer. So there are two aspects of lifestyle. One is a seasonal lifestyle and one is a, you know, activity lifestyle. So of course you can do the same sorts of things in your wardrobe, in the hanging space as well. So absolutely, I say, I mean, it's certainly helpful then to still break things down by colour and style of clothing, but then also level of refinement. But if you are someone who says, you know, I have a fairly similar, like for me, I have some things that are a bit more casual and a bit more formal, but then I also will dress things up and down. I don't have such a different lifestyle. So for me, I like to keep everything together because it gives me more options for my day to day. But it really, of course, this comes down to you and your lifestyle, and you're the only person who can decide on that. So hopefully that's helped you think about how you want to lay your wardrobe out. Next question. Comes from Eva. How do I figure out where my jeans should end and if I can wear fold-up jeans? I'm assuming we're talking the hem of the jeans here. I like wearing sneakers and Tom's Classic shoes. So the thing with jeans and where you end things, this comes down to body proportion, not body shape. So the longer your legs are, the shorter things can be, or like the shorter things like jeans, the more we can go into cropped styles. Versus the shorter your legs are, the more you actually want to go more full length. But if you like to roll up your jeans and wear a Tom's, like more of a, excuse me, a boot style shoe, then that might be something you want to think about. But also think about what color is the shoe. Is it a very different color? If you've got red shoes on and blue jeans, they're very different from each other. Or do you want something that's more blended, so it's less obvious between those two articles? And then, of course, so say you've got shorter legs, but you like the rolled up look. Well, think about then doing a column of color, because what this will do is elongate your body and legs, so it becomes one longer piece. So we're not having breaking up the, you know, the top of being a very different color from the bottom and then breaking it up with a shoe as well. Every time we add a horizontal line across our body by changing color of garment or shoe or accessory, we are breaking the body up and shortening it and widening it. So do think about how many times you want to do this. So if we have shorter legs, then I would be trying to do more of a column of color in the body if I want to roll up my jeans. So the longer legs you have, the more the cropped and capri length work Well, the shorter your legs are, these just don't work as well, particularly when we're talking about flat shoes too. If we're putting on a heel or a wedge, we can get away with wearing a shorter length, but when we're wearing a flat shoe, it tends to be quite leg shortening. So do think about this. And really, in the end, you know, you have to make this decision for yourself about what really bothers you, and do you mind a bit of a shorter leg look because you'll happen to like to wear your shoes that way. So really, it's up to you, Eva, but hopefully those tips have helped you. Okay, my last question today comes from Suman, who said, I have another question about body proportions. So luckily we're talking body proportions. I'm fairly balanced. My waist is marginally about an inch short. Otherwise, I'm well proportioned. How do I dress to make my legs look longer? So then what I would do is take the tips for a short-legged person. So even though you may be balanced, if you want to make your legs look longer, dress as if you have short legs. So what are the tips for short legs? It is to wear shorter skirts, shorter tops, shorter jackets, shorter necklaces, shorter sleeves. So everything from pulling up your sleeves to create a three-quarter sleeve, ending your tops and jackets no longer than your hip bones. You know, don't have long tops and jackets, don't have, you know, all those sorts of things like that. And then end your skirts on or above the knee. Just above the knee is going to make your legs appear longer. And of course, if you want to add a heel, you can do that, but you don't need to. So just if you want to make your legs look longer, think about a column of color as well. That is always elongating. But use the lower half on the whole and the kind of the lengths of hems from the body proportion of the shorter leg, longer torso. Just don't take everything from that. Otherwise, that will, you know, over-shorten your body. And if you've already got a slightly short waist, you don't want to do that. But do you think about how long are my skirts and dresses and shorts and pants and stuff? Take them from the short body, the short leg version of the body proportions. So there you go, a few little tips to help you today. Hopefully, they've inspired you to think about your style and your shape and what works for you and your unique body. Of course, if you want my professional opinion, I have it in my 7 Steps to Style program, which really covers everything from coloring, body shape, body proportions, all those bits and pieces, body variations, how you put your clothes together. My puppies have just come to say hello. Come on, Bo. You can come and say hello. Ah, here we are. Here's little Bo. So if you want to know more about what suits you, do come and see me at 7 Steps of Style. You'll find it on my blog, insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, masses of free tips and information there at Inside Out Style as well to give you lots and lots of help to help you become more stylish every day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.